Coming up.
Próximamente.
Rudy's Rudy Doody.
I mean, you have a nice pair of boobs to show, so it's fine.
As if school would buy her a £2.49 card.
Okay, sorry.
But if you were 16 and your mate's mum came in fully naked.
I would be like that.
I bet he's been like, yeah, I've seen a naked, fully naked woman.
I hope you have trimmed the bush. You watch the game, you give it some willy, isn't it? They play well, but Bob's your uncle, eh? Harry Kane was cream cracker, isn't it? Yesterday.
Hiya guys, just two quick things before we get into today's episode of Lost in Translation. The first one, please can you take a moment to subscribe to the show? Wherever you're listening, it takes 1 second to subscribe and it will really, really help us spread the word about the podcast. And number two, we've gone all posh now and you can contact us on WhatsApp. The phone number is 077-961-039-898. That's 077-961-039-898. So get it saved in your phone as Lost in Translation. You can let us know all your thoughts, if there's any dilemmas you want solving. Let us know whether you're Team Gorks or Team Gemma each week. And we love hearing from you genuinely. It means a lot. Obviously, we're on all social media channels as well. It's lost.in.pod across Instagram, TikTok and Facebook. So come and say hello. Right, let's get back to it. Or as Gorks would say, vamos.
Lost in Translation is brought to you by Shell. Whatever you're doing this summer, Shell is your one-stop shop for summer snacks and refreshments. You ready? Shall we?
I was born ready. You're doing your vocal exercises.
Hola, me llamo Goka. Hello, how are you? I have 35 years old. Welcome to Lost in Translation. Ready?
Born ready. Welcome to another episode of Lost in Translation. How do you say Lost in Translation in Spanish, by the way?
Perdido en traducción.
I've just realised we've never said it in Spanish, have
Perdido
we?
Perdido en traducción.
There you go. It's me, Gemma, and him, Gorka. Thank him. You so much. But yeah, it's a judgment-free zone. We listen, we don't judge.
I judge.
You always judge.
Yeah.
We share dilemmas. You guys get in touch. You send us your voice notes, your WhatsApps, your pictures. It's a really lovely podcast. So
it's very exciting today because it's very warm outside.
It's very warm outside. Yeah. We're in the middle of a heat wave at the minute, which is just wonderful.
I just gave my underpants, actually.
We all had a good, at least an hour this morning, didn't we? In the sun, you were in the gym, the kids were in the garden. We kind of get out. As soon as it's a nice day, I am up and out in that weather before anything.
Yeah,
I drive Gorka mad saying, get the first 30 minutes of the day on your skin, whatever it is. And he's like, okay, half
she tries
asleep.
To be like this like sun guru now, you know what I mean? It's like, you live in a country that you barely have the sun, so...
That's why, when I want it,
don't give me lessons about the sun, you know? I grew up in a country full of sun.
If you do want to get in touch with us at any point, it's lostintranslation@bowermedia.co.uk. You can WhatsApp us on 077-610-39898 or you can follow us on our social media channels, lost.in.podcast, which we post some for, I say we, it's producer Henry, who's here as well. Say hi, Henry.
Hi, Enrique.
who does the social media page, but your comments and messages on there, they genuinely make me really laugh. They're brilliant. So, thank you.
Also, talking about that, I posted yesterday the video of the softy thumb in a softy.
Yeah.
And is that just a Gemma thing? Because most of the people who comment there doesn't have a clue of that or haven't experienced that. Is I don't know which kind of men you've been with, you know, in the past.
Do you know what? I thought when I was reading the comments, there was about 6 or 7 men who said, totally, that's happened to me. I know what that is. And I thought, yeah, producer Henry's not heard it since school. I asked Toolan, who I do the radio with, I asked him, I said, Toolan, do you know what it means? Without hesitation, he went, oh, God, of course, yes.
I just found it bizarre because, for example, let's say you and I are in a party, no?
Yeah.
And I'm going to be like, oh, yes, tonight is the night, yeah? Means that thing is working, you know what I mean? It's not going to be like flop banana.
I'm not saying it's happened to me because I've not got one.
If my thing doesn't go up, I'm not even bothered about trying, do you know what I mean? But if it is, then I use it.
What you have to remember is, since age 16, I've been in the environment of, like you'll know with Strictly, like Sparkies, lighting engineers,
camera operators. Like, you, it's the best workplace for banter, I find.
Oh, do they fire also?
No. When I grew up in Hollyoaks, it was brilliant. It was fun and it was banter. And I have so many male mates who have... So I've heard a lot of stories from them.
Yeah, okay.
But no, Toolan has heard of it. So me, Tools, and about six other people... the disgusting ones. But it's literally like that. We love the interaction.
I bet Fraser, my friend, heard of that.
Of course, Fraser.
Because he loves a Guinness, so...
Yeah. But anyway, it's a different episode today.
It is.
So without further ado...
Vamanos! So, first things first, how was Take That?
Oh, Take That was fantastic. It was brilliant. I've never been to the Etihad Stadium. We went to the Etihad... It was such an amazing show. It was like the only other person I've seen perform that way at a concert is Pink. Do you know where it's a full set? Normally an artist comes out, sings, they have a few dancers, which is good. But Take That just took it to the next level.
Yeah, they were like acrobats, fire
they
things.
Had, no? Yeah, they had a full-on show. They had a massive... like elephant the size of a house. They had a big inflatable blow-up clown. They had people doing trampolining and the fireworks.
Well, it's like the circus number, no? The tour was called the circus thing, or no?
Yeah.
That's why
one
it's
of the, songs,
the theme, maybe.
One of the songs they sat and through singing all started painting makeup on themselves as sad clowns.
Oh.
But there was one certain point where... Because obviously they're all from up north, from Manchester. So Howard was saying it's so good to be home. He's like, I can't believe we're back here in Manchester. We started here in 1990. Now we're here. And he got really emotional.
I saw the video.
Like, got
that
quite
on Instagram.
Upset. So while we were all watching it, I turned to my mate Laura and said, oh my God, they're not doing another tour, are they? I said, I think they know this is the last one.
They will.
I don't know, you know. Yeah. I've never seen them get emotional like that.
I think with singers, you know, they always say, no, it's the last one. And then when they run out of cash, they have to do another one, you know.
I don't think Take That.
Let's be honest. You don't want to admit it, but that's what we all do, you know.
I don't think Take That will run out of cash. Crikey.
I mean, do you know what? Everybody says that about the people that makes a lot of money, but the more money you make, the more money you have to pay, you know.
Yeah.
So you never know.
But it was brilliant, and we went, there was 10 of us, when I took my mum, my mum's friends, the girls from school, Laura's daughter.
I love Gary. When he comes to Strictly, like a few times to sing, he's so good live. Him in a piano is so good.
And then the day after Take That, it was Father's Day.
Yes.
And we had a lovely, lovely time at Father's Day, but we had a bit of a... I was exposed in public, wasn't I, by Tiago walking past Rudy's.
I mean, he was on the street, yeah, it's fine.
We went to Rudy's Pizza, but we had to time it around the Spanish game because Spain were playing on Father's Day and you wanted to be back to watch the game, didn't
you?
Yeah,
and we won.
Yes, they did. But I had a body song because it's obviously roasting at the minute, and I had Tiago in my arms, Mia holding her hand because we'd stopped to get some coffees for my mum and Peter. So Gorka had a tray, didn't you, of four coffees plus a bag of food. So you were on that duty, I was with the kids, and as I'm carrying Tiago, I said, oh look, there's Rudy's. I said, we're going there for tea later. And he went, Rudy's, Rudy Doody, whoomph, and pulled my top down, didn't he?
Like, I was behind, so I missed
he's going through a phase at the minute. He changes, he goes, love heart, when you're leaving, whenever you go into anyone, he says, see you later, love heart. Or whenever you pick him up, he goes, boobies, and points you in the boob. Yeah. And I genuinely don't know where he's got that from. Not me. So it's probably you.
I don't walk on the street pulling ladies' tops, you know?
No, thank goodness.
That will be a bit odd. So
he does it to my mum.
I think he's
nursery
a male.
Teachers.
You know what it is? It's the Spanish bull inside him, you know, stallion. It's just
he's
like...
He's starting already.
It's his testosterone coming out of him, you know? I mean, you have a nice pair of boobs to show, so it's fine.
Thank you. And he started potty training a little bit, hasn't he?
Yeah.
But he'll only do it with
Gorka. He does like that.
It's funny because he won't go on his potty. He wants to go straight to the toilet. And he has a little step at the toilet, doesn't he? And he leans himself over and he goes, posh, 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 to try and get his wee out, bless him.
The other day I picked him up from nursery and the teacher said to me, he's like, he's something very funny. I was like, what's like? We're changing his nappy, so we do his nappy off and he ran away when I was in the floor changing his nappy and he stood up and he started to do show your booty.
Oh,
and
no.
And I was like, oh, God, that's funny. She was like, yeah, I don't know where he gets that from. I was like, oh, we do it at home. And
you do like, it at home, not me.
Like, yeah, when I get him a chance to go in the shower or the bath, I would go, Tiago, show your booty. And he goes.
He does that with his willy out. Oh, my gosh, as if he's doing it at nursery.
It's funny. It's just a boy thing. Yeah. Good on you, Tiago. They all laugh, you know.
Crikey.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's not, sort of dealing with it at the minute.
He's not saying, shake your willy. No. He's saying, shake your booty.
Yeah, and it's from Shrek, wrong. Shrek,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah. The donkey, shake your booty.
Yeah, it's from watching Shrek. But yeah, so we're navigating the potty training with him because it was a lot easier with Mia. But like we say, he's just a boy, isn't he? And he's like, no, I'll wee wherever I want. He was weeing in the garden the other day in the heat wave, wasn't he?
Mm.
Nappy off, just peeing all over the gaff like Benji. Yeah. He loved it. But no, we had a lovely, lovely weekend, didn't we?
Yes. And I'm going away tomorrow, so
I know.
You're weekend on your own with the kids, no, this weekend?
Yeah, Tiago's first swimming lesson this weekend, and I have to go in the pool with him. Oh, a hot pool with kids.
It's okay.
I'll be good. I'm looking forward to it, actually.
Yeah.
No, I am in a way, because it's his first ever lesson. Mia has always been a lot more confident with water than Tiago. She went through a phase when she was little, she hated having her hair washed, like she didn't like it. But in terms of paddling pools and stuff,
I think it's a kid's
she's
thing,
fine,
you know?
But he was a little bit more, so we're starting him lessons a little bit earlier. So he's got his first lesson this Sunday.
I know. Not my face, not my face.
Yeah, he says that whenever you're giving him a shower. Not
my face. Do you actually have a wash? Not my face.
So what's your debate for me then? What have I done this week to annoy you?
Nothing.
Really?
Yeah.
Have I been all right again? Was it because it was Father's Day? Was it because it was Father's Day?
No, it's just, to be honest, I barely see you, so.
I know. Yeah. We haven't seen each other a lot, even though we've had Father's Day. We've been like passing ships again with work and stuff.
In the morning, I mean, the only different thing is that at least we've been training at the same time in the gym.
We have. We've had a few good sessions in
not
the
together,
gym.
Not together, but at the same time. You do you, I do me.
Yeah.
And then we train. But if not, we don't see each other. Because even at night, when you come home,
you say hello
to the kids, or you walk Ben, you, I do, put the kids to bed.
Mm. Last night he put Tiago to bed. I was in bed with Mia. We can't walk Benji till late at the minute because it's so hot for him. So it has to be really early in the morning and really late at night.
Yes, please. Do not walk your dogs in the heat, yeah? Walk him earlier.
Tarmac
burns
the feet, doesn't
it? Because it burns the paws.
Missed walk's not going to kill him in this heat.
Yeah.
I'm more than happy for him to skip a walk and keep him cool.
Yeah.
But we put fans out. We put a cooling mat. He's not bothered. He lies in the sun, doesn't he?
Yeah.
It's like he purposely lies on his back, everything out in the sun. And then he looks at you panting as if to say, help me. It's like, what are we supposed to do? We can't, the ice is here. And he's not fussed about water,
I think humans think they are very hot. But animals are very smart, you know.
Mm.
They've been in the heat for many years. So I'm sure, like, they know how. It's like when people go like, oh, let's cut the hair because the dogs are going to be hot in long hair for the sun. Maybe the hair is what is keeping them cool. Do you know? You think the opposite. Something that makes sense. Just humans trying to be smart. Sometimes we are stupid. And we don't think, like sheeps. You think the sheeps, because they have long hair, you think they're going to be roasting, but actually they are keeping them cool. Have you thought about that?
Well, yeah, because I said, remember in Spain, I said to you, there was a woman walking a dog and it was like one in the afternoon, it was roasting. And I said to you, how's that dog's feet not burning? Like, it concerned me, but you said that he lives here, that's what they're used to.
Yeah.
But I was like, oh, so when you walk like to put some water
when
on
you
him.
Walk barefoot on the sun, maybe the first time you get hot, oh, it burns. But when you do constantly that for many years, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You get used to it. It's like my skin with the sun.
You do tan really well.
I know, this is just from walking.
I know. Yeah. Look at our tans from our whoop marks. Look, we keep comparing tans.
Look at my forearm. Then my one wins.
Did you just say look at my forearm?
Yeah.
It's
trying to pull in a softie, you know? That's going to be the joke of the podcast now.
Well, as well as debates.
No, what is your debate of the week? You haven't told me what I'm
doing. Oh, like. My debate was the cookie one. Gorka went to the Trafford Centre and he always brings home a box of gooey cookies.
No, always. I did it the other day because I thought it's my treat for the weekend.
Yeah.
For all this week that I was very good.
You can have a cookie whenever you want.
No, it was my train with my training. Oh, with stuff, your plan. Like, I did all my training sessions, yeah. And like, you know, I said I wanted to wake up every day at 5:30, 5:45 in the morning and go for a walk. Yes. I did it.
Well, he brought these cookies home, a massive box.
No, massive, it was three cookies. Two cookies.
And there was cookies in them.
Two.
And before bed, Mia said to me, Papa bought some cookies. And I said, oh, really? She went, yeah, they're in there. And I opened them and there was a white chocolate one and a dark chocolate one. And she said, can I have some? I said, of course you can, yeah. So I broke a little bit off for her and she had some. And I said, I'm going to try some. I said, I'm going to have the white chocolate one. So I had some of the white chocolate one, put it back, went to bed, didn't go to bed. Went to take that, no probs. And then while I'm driving to take that, Gorka rung me. And I went, hello. I panicked. Something had happened to the kids already because I'd not been gone long. And he went, he didn't even say hello. He just went, did you enjoy the cookie? And I went, sorry? And he went, did you enjoy the cookie? And I said, yeah. I thought, what's he asking me that for? Like, am I in trouble? Am I not allowed it? Like, I had literally about the size of a 2p coin. So I said to him, I went, yeah, it was nice. And he went, oh, okay, bye.
Yeah,
and I thought, I bought
two cookies and my plan was like, she's going to go to the concert. So I had them, like, I didn't leave them somewhere that you could see them. I put them on the back of the cover so I knew.
But Mia told me the way
they were. Yeah, no one will eat them. Because my plan was, make me a nice coffee when you leave and I pick Mia from the dance rehearsals in the afternoon. Sat in the garden, Saturday afternoon, iced coffee and my cookies and enjoy it in the sun. So I got ruined.
Well,
and put me in a bad mood.
There was another one full. I only had a bit of a tiny bit of the
they
white
were both
one.
For me, two cookies. Left side,
so you wouldn't
right side.
You wouldn't let me have any either.
She had already a cookie. I bought three, one for her, two for me.
She didn't tell me that, you see.
Yeah, she didn't tell me to see the cookies. She told me you eat the cookies.
She just said, Papa's got cookies.
Yeah,
and she showed me where
I
they
said,
were.
I said, Mia, did you have some of the cookies the other day? She was like, no, I didn't. Mummy had it last night. That's what she said to me.
No, she showed me where they were, the little cheeky devil. But that's...
I believe more that you saw the picture that I sent you of Mia with the cookie box and then you went, find where the cookie was and you open it and look at it. It's like when you go like, I go like, did you have this? No, I haven't. And you're the one who have the crisps, for example.
I always have the crisps.
Yeah. And you go like, no, I haven't have them.
Olive oil or avocado oil crisps.
And then you go down, yeah? And I'm so... clever because I fold, for example, the packet in a way that I know she won't be remembered how to fold it.
I'm not fussed about, you know, when I've had Chris.
No, I'm not saying that. So I put it in a way and then I'm upstairs and she comes downstairs and you can hear her like a hamster. You know, like the hamster. Like,
yeah,
and
snacky,
then I was
snacky.
Like, she was like, no, I haven't had Chris. And I was like, I could hear you from like three floors up. You.
What was it I ate the other day and you went to kiss me and went, oh, what's that you've eaten? Was it, did I have raw onion or something?
I don't know. Probably, yes.
I like raw onion as well. I love raw onion. But alongside our debates, our producers have started throwing in their own questions for us.
Okay.
And this week they want to know, if you had to throw a surprise party for each other, what would it be and what would the theme be?
I don't do that for her.
No, none of us like surprises. I know.
Well, I don't mind it, but I used to make them for you, but you know why I don't do them anymore.
This is a surprise party. Gorka would want something simple. Maybe a barbecue somewhere in the sun.
Do you know what? I wouldn't like a surprise party. There we go. I wouldn't want anybody.
I know, but for the question's sake.
Yeah, so you will say he wouldn't like a surprise party.
I've just said you wouldn't like one. Just, but if I had to, you'd want something simple.
You wouldn't do
just
it.
Just a dinner outside, a barbecue.
I would be like, no, don't do it.
What would you do for me?
Just your family at home, all the kids, all your family, and I'm leaving.
And he's as far away as possible.
Like, for example, if I have to organize a party for you, I will organize it this weekend. I will bring all your family on a sunny day. You can have your pies, your things, everything in the garden, all together in the garden, and mm-hmm. I'm away.
I'm trying to think the last surprise party I did. It was for, we did one for my mum's 70th, me and my sister, which was brilliant. And we did one for my stepdad's 70th. And when Peter walked in, he burst into tears.
I wasn't there, I was away.
Yeah, you were away for both, yeah. You were working, though. But Peter burst into tears. We tracked down his old schoolmates, people he used to work with from all his different jobs. And it was at the local cricket club with a pie and pea supper. We had the best time, local DJ. Mm. And my friend Will, he got into trouble because he went bloody streaking round the cricket club. And it was all booked under my frigging name. So I got the email. And I was like to message him and say, for God's sake, why would you do that? And he was like, oh, it was all them shots that were going round. But yeah, something simple. And I love a PJ party as well. Nice. I used to throw house parties, but I used to say to people, come in your pyjamas, because then everyone can just go home and crash.
Yeah.
You don't have to go home, you have to take your makeup off, you don't have to get changed. You can just get in your taxi, straight from your taxi to your bed. And everyone used to say they loved my PJ parties.
Nice.
And that's what Mia wants for her birthday, yeah. Don't she? It's her birthday soon.
I just don't like to have a surprise party. I'd rather organise the surprise for other people and me organise the party.
Yeah. So you're in control of it all.
Yeah.
We've had some messages from our lovely, lovely listeners. Should we get into them?
Yes, please.
Do you want to read the first one?
The one is from Dawn in Worcestershire.
Worcestershire. I can never say it.
Worcestershire.
So, Dawn in Worcestershire.
Worcestershire.
Worcestershire. Hi, Gemma and Gorka. I love listening to your podcast, and sorry to say, Gemma, I often find myself leaning on the side of Gorka. Of course. Especially with the household chores, etc. However, last week I realized just how much, unfortunately, I was ill and spent a few days in bed. My husband took it upon himself to do all the washing. Well done, you know, maybe it was the first one. You can do it more often, it's fun, I like it. You may think bless him, but immediately thought, oh no, he won't sort the clothes properly and we'll just put them all in together. Yeah, that's a very common thing between men.
Well, she says, I felt I couldn't say anything as he was genuinely trying to do a good turn. But things got worse when he decided to hang the clothes out in the garden. He erected the seldom used washing pole and pegged everything out. You may be thinking how nice of him, but there are ways of hanging things out. I'm sure Gorka will relate to this, as when it came to the ironing the clothes, they had peg marks in the wrong places. Please let Gorka know that I'm with him 100% on this. I know I should be grateful, but I don't want my clothes to be ruined. Love the show. Keep making me laugh with your real dilemmas.
Yes, I experienced
that. She was ill. He was trying to help her.
I know, but I experienced that sometimes. Like, for example, let's say I go away, yeah, and I left some clothes in the washing basket, and I come home and I go like, who washed these clothes? Why? And Gemma will go, why? She's like, well, because this is just look stain, or this is like, well, how about you say thank you, you were away and I lost your clothes? I will go like...
No, but this situation, Dawn was really poorly in bed.
Yeah.
So Dawn's husband's probably thought, she's in a bad way, I'll
even
clean...
Even if I was poorly.
I'll clean the house, I'll do the washing. And I bet if he hadn't have done it, when she felt better again, she'd have even more washing to do.
I'll rather have all the washing on the wall... Even if I'm poorly, I'd rather have all the washing on the wall before you do the washing. For me. My washing, yeah? You can do yours.
I don't do your washing now.
Yes, I know that.
I don't touch your things now.
Yeah. I mostly do all the washings for that reason.
But I feel sorry for Dawn's husband. I mean, I'd be interested to know if she said anything to him.
I'm sure she did.
And he might have told her to...
F off.
Stick the clothes peg where the sun don't shine. That's what I'd do. If I'd done all that when you were poorly issue was the bloody peg marks
I will never say nothing to you about the pegs, because to be honest, the pegs marks, when the clothes are wet, are very easy to stay the marks. Especially if you let them dry outside in the sun, the clothes get harder, drying. That makes sense, more rough. That's why sometimes it's not good to dry when it's a very sunny day, you put the clothes outside, but you put it away from the sun.
Yeah, so they don't fade.
Not even the fade, because they dry too hard.
Crisps, yeah.
And then you will have the marks. So, but you're going to iron them, so then don't worry. With the iron, steam it up and just...
I don't iron a lot of my stuff.
I don't iron clothes. I steam them, but no iron. And if I have them, I let them dry and then... Very good. Fold them properly so they don't get creased. And then if I have to wear something that is ironing, I steam it with the steamer.
You and Dawn need to go and do loads of washing together.
No, it's not that. We spend money on clothes. So why wouldn't you take care of them when you wash them and everything, so then they still neat and everything? It's like socks. You want to have them white as much as possible.
What socks have I got on today?
Who knows?
There we go.
Oof.
And they're matching.
Do you know what annoys
me? What are they? Ralph Lauren.
Do you know what annoys me?
Is it Ralph Lauren, that polo?
When some people wear socks like, and they have them all like this.
See, this would annoy him. My own sock.
Like that.
Why do you want me to have it?
Just put the sock properly.
It is on properly.
It's not properly when it's all rolling.
I can't wear it like that.
Must be a British thing.
That looks ridiculous.
Our producer Henry is just looking down to his feet.
Yeah, because it's the sock.
No.
But they're both matching.
Also, they are so tight on your calf, it's bad for circulation, you know? If a sock,
I wish I'd never shown
if
him.
If a sock leaves the mark dented on your calf, it's very bad for you because it means it's a lot of pressure, bad circulation on the, with the sock.
I will go sockless then. Thank you for getting in touch, Dawn. Will you let us know if you spoke to your husband about it? I'd be keen to know his reaction, genuinely.
Yeah.
I'd be keen to know if he'd react like me or like Gorka. Bex has said, hiya guys, I love you both and the podcast. I binged all the episodes earlier this year. You were my travel companions on my trips to and around Japan and Luxembourg. Oh, that sounds exciting. I have a compromise for you to settle something that's ongoing. How about Gemma buys Gorka that coffee machine if she gets to adopt another dog?
I'd rather buy the coffee machine myself.
My friend actually, Laura messaged me the other day.
For Father's Day, no?
What?
If I was getting it for Father's Day. My friend asked me, did you get the coffee machine for Father's Day? I was like, no.
He should have said, no, I got some sweets. I got some pick and mix.
I had the best thing, a card from me and Tiago.
I know, it was they picked that themselves
actually,
and wrote it.
Sorry, you just remind me. I do have something to moan about.
What?
A few years ago, yeah, it was Mia's first Mother's Day and Mia made a card at nursery.
Yeah.
And she got a card from nursery. You got upset because I didn't do a card for Mother's Day from me and Mia to you, saying like Mother's Day, blah, blah.
Happy when?
Mia was two. Mia's first year or 2 years in nursery.
Yeah. I got upset.
Yeah, you got like, oh, you didn't even have the effort to do a card for Mia's Mother's Day. You just got the nursery one, yeah? Well, I haven't got a card from you for Father's Day. Nothing.
From me?
Yeah, last year I got a card that you bought for Father's Day.
And the kids wrote it.
And you wrote Happy Father's Day and the kids wrote
Father's. Yeah, but Mia wanted to write the whole thing because she can write now.
No, the Mia's card was the one from school.
It was the one with the lion on it. You are the rawsome dad.
From school?
No!
That was the one from school.
When you bumped into us in Tesco and we were buying that frigging Spanish shirt that you told me to put back, I said to you, we've got the cards here.
As if
school would buy her a £2.49 card.
I thought the ones you do from school.
It
was with a little bag that she brought from school.
No, Tiago picked a Minions one for Peter and a Rawsome Dad one for you with a lion on it.
Okay, apologies now. Sorry.
Oh my goodness. As if I wouldn't get you a Father's Day card.
I was very upset.
Well, why didn't you say at the time? You've genuinely thought since Sunday that I've not got you a Father's Day card?
Yeah.
Oh my God, this is how we're lost in translation. As if I wouldn't get a Father's Day card. You bumped into us in the shop when I was buying it.
I don't remember. I remember the t-shirts.
I had a Spanish shop top for Tiago, but you told me to put it back. You said, I'll get one cheaper in Spain. To be fair, you got 3 for €60 in Spain, didn't you? You said, don't buy that, put it back. And we were hiding something. And I said to you, we've got your Father's Day card in. You went, it's okay. And Tiago picked it specifically because it had a lion on.
Okay, sorry.
This is what he does, you see. He jumps down my throat for things without even thinking. Oh, anyway. So, the coffee machine for another dog.
I'm going to go and buy it after.
It's looking like a no.
I actually am going to go and buy the coffee machine after this podcast.
He has got his birthday present this weekend. He's going to watch Bad Bunny this weekend.
Yeah, I
got a box for you at Bad Bunny, you and 10 of your mates.
I'm not saying anything, eh?
That's his present for his birthday.
I'm not saying anything.
So you can steal the coffee machine from the box and bring it back from the Tottenham Stadium. Is it Tottenham or Wembley? Where's he at?
Tottenham Stadium.
Imagine I'd book Wembley.
Yeah.
I've definitely booked the right
place.
Yeah.
I just did the food yesterday. I got the email. Yeah, yeah.
Well, there you go. That's his present, you see.
Do you know what his
memories? He's making memories at a concert with all his friends.
They'll probably, hopefully, we remember.
Yeah. I'm not even going to it. I'm staying looking after the kids. He's going guys.
I asked you to come.
No, because it's on a... I can't, can I? We've no childcare. My mum's away.
Literally, we're going, basically, me, Alias and Lauren, we fly in from London Thursday morning to Italy because we're going to the wedding.
Yeah, doing our wedding.
Yeah, and everybody goes there. And then the fly back is like, you know when you get a hen party, a bachelor party on Ryanair, flying to Ibiza, Mallorca?
Yeah, yeah.
Basically, we are flying 10 of us or 8 of us in the plane back to London to go to the Bad Bunny concert. So Arduino and I'll be getting the wedding and then they go straight to go watch Bad Bunny.
Well, you're welcome.
Yeah.
I want them to...
That's my gift to them.
I want them... Yeah, exactly. I bet they don't know I bloody sorted it, do they? I bet they think it's you.
No, they know you did it.
Did they know?
I'm very proud to tell everybody.
Oh, I'm glad they've all messaged me to say thanks. Not one of them has.
They message me, say, "Oh, thank you."
All right, okay.
Yeah, I'm charging all of them.
I was going to say, I bet you've took money from them.
Yes,
to put in your account.
I am charging all of them.
You swine. Julia has said, "Hola, I have to ask this: are Gemma's angels the Ninja Turtles?"
Probably.
Every time she mentions Michelangelo, I always think of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. But this may just be a coincidence. Kind of hoping they are. That's so sweet. Aw. Michelangelo, yeah, he was the turtle, wasn't he? He was the orange one. He was the one who loved pizza. Leonardo leads, Donatello does machines. Raphael is cool but crude. And Michelangelo is a party dude. I used to love the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Oh, we've got a picture of a dog.
I know.
From Angela. I want to introduce you to Ernie, who's a Northcroft doodle, oh bless. I don't think him and Benji are blood relatives. No, I don't think they are, because Ernie's dad was Sid, a toy poodle. Mm. Don't know his mum. Minnie sticks in my head. He's 8 this year and the softest guy around. Benji's so handsome. Look at him in bed. Is it a bed? No, he's just got a little blanket on the couch.
In the sofa, yeah.
Little Ernie, he wants to bop his nose.
Ernie, what a name, isn't it, for a dog?
Did you have Bert and Ernie Sesame Street in Spain?
Sorry?
Did you have Sesame Street, a TV show with the Muppets?
El Barrio Sésamo.
Yeah.
Sesame, I was thinking of Sesame Seeds.
Bert and Ernie we had.
They were like this. Always they move like that.
You'd be the yellow one, whoever he is. He's, hey Bert, hey Ern. You'd be Ernie, the yellow one, I think. Because Bert's smiling. And our final message this week is from Rachel, but it's not just a message. She's got a dilemma for us to solve.
Ooh, let's go. Can you read it, please? Thanks to Shell for partnering with the show. They have got everything you need for the summer.
We're approaching summer, which I can't wait for. It means getting outside and enjoying the sun as much as possible.
There is so much to look forward to. What are you more excited for, Gemma?
You love a barbecue, don't you?
I love it.
You go insane on the barbecue. Even when it's not really, really hot and sunny, you will still stand and cook on the barbecue.
Like, when it's like sunny and like a bit warm, I love a barbecue. Everything, like the chicken breast tastes better, a nice steak on the barbecue, even just like the vegetables, like the mushrooms, you know, like everything tastes better on a barbecue.
You get the paddling pool out.
Yes, nice salad. Oh. Ooh.
Summer's just, it's just a fun time, isn't it?
I know, it's not long until summer arrives, you know?
And you can get your full barbecue bits from Shell, mm-hmm. which you can buy everything. You can even get the coal for your barbecue from there as well.
I know, and you know what's my favourite thing from there?
What?
Is the pork belly bites on the grill, oof. And a nice salt and pepper chicken, ooh.
Oh gosh, you're making everyone hungry.
Ice cream after, you know, you can get everything.
Plus, when you're a Shell Go Plus Rewards member, you get 100 bonus points when you buy 2 soft drinks, so you guys really should download the app and give it a go now. Sign up now while you can.
I'm just glad I'm back to filling my own car using my own points so you can use them.
Yeah, that's the downside of you being home. Anyway, thanks to Shell for sponsoring the show. Let's get back to the episode. So Rachel sent us a dilemma, and if you're listening to this thinking you would love one solving, obviously look no further than Bert and Ernie here. Me and Gorka will solve any dilemma. We're like FBI detectives, aren't we? So if you want to get in touch, it's 077-610-39898. You can WhatsApp or voice note. That's 077-610-39898. Or email us, lostintranslation@bowermedia.co.uk. I've got a dilemma that I need your advice on. The dilemma is actually quite funny, but also could be embarrassing for my son, so I need to be careful how I approach it. My son's 16 and he has the same group of mates since primary school, so I know them all and their parents really well. A few weeks ago, I thought I was home alone. I was getting ready for a night out with the girls, so I had the hairdryer on after having a shower. This is when my son must have come back home with one of his mates. Oh no, I know what's going to happen. After drying my hair, I needed to get my hairspray, which my son steals off me on a daily basis. I went to retrieve it from his room. Being home alone, I didn't feel the need to wear a towel, so I walked into his room naked. It's at this point I realised that my son's friend was sat on his bed. It took me a few seconds to realise he was there, so we definitely saw everything that was on show. He's a lovely lad and actually quite shy, bless him. So he just sat there and said, "Hi, Rachel." I'm in my early 40s and having been brought up on films like American Pie, I'm now worried that A, if his friend tells anyone that they'll take the mick out of my son, or and B, he might be, well, doing things that teenage lads do after seeing a naked woman. Do I just leave it and hope for the best, or have a chat with his mate, or even confess to my son? I love the pod, Rachel.
I mean,
do you know what I'd do? I'd have to do in that situation. You've got to find the fun in it, Rach. Invite that friend back round for tea, and when you, your son, and him are all sat down, you should say to him, "You glad I got my clothes on today?" Just make light of it. You've got to make him. You don't want to be walking on eggshells around your house. You may have done that thing in American Pie because he's 16 and he's seen a naked woman. God bless you. But you just got to, and just say to your son, you'll never guess what happened.
What happened if one of Tiago's mates comes to the house and sees you naked?
What happened?
Yeah,
I'd say, what the bloody hell are you doing here?
Yeah.
You'd have to make...
Have you ever thought that, for example, probably Tiago's friend saw you naked and probably Tiago's dad's friend already saw you have naked tuna magazine?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I mean. For me, I'm fine. They've seen it anyway. But to see physically nakedness... You've got to find the fun in it. You can't make it awkward. And I think if it's a boob,
it's different. Because, you know, you can see boobs everywhere.
Just a boob.
No, if she was just like the towel, just the boobs are out, it's different. I mean, but that's what I'm saying. Like, when it's like when people, for me, it's very different. Like, see someone's boobs, it's like see someone's shoulders. Just for the fact that growing up in Spain, we do topless everywhere. Like, I remember years ago, I had a girlfriend and we went to my parents' house in the beach. Mm-hmm. And we went on the beach with my parents and my mom was doing topless. And my friend wasn't Spanish. She was like, ooh, that kind of like a bit shocked.
Yeah.
But I have memories going to the beach in high school when I was 17, 18. And going to my mates and all my friends, girls, they were like doing topless. So it's just normal thing.
It's just part of your culture.
Yeah, it's like you go to the beach. If I said to you, you go to the beach now.
No, I get that on the beach.
80% of the girls in the beach, they are nowhere in the top.
Well, it'd be so much more comfortable.
And also because they tan marks and everything.
Yeah, tan marks, sand.
I feel like for Spanish, like Italians, boobs is... It's a boob. It's nothing like,
If you were 16 and your mate's mum came in fully naked.
It's different. That's what I'm saying.
How would you react? If you were 16, how would you react?
I would be like that.
And would you tell your mate?
Hi, Rachel.
And would you tell your mate that you've seen his mum?
I will go, I will say, your mum just walking naked. Something. Yeah. And I will tell my mum.
Yeah.
Because I don't want my mum to think anything, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, that's nice that you tell your mum.
Yeah.
So my advice, I always find the best way to cope with anything. No one can hurt you or get you if you find the funny in your F up. If you do something that people deem stupid or embarrassing, if you find the fun in it,
if you make the fun out of you, people will make jokes when they know they annoy you or something like that.
Yeah, you've just got to find the fact that it's funny. You didn't know he was in the house. You're going out with the girls. You know, it'd be a great story on the girls' group.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, for him, he's probably had the best night of his life so far. Do you know what I mean? I bet he's been like, I've seen a naked, fully naked woman.
Yeah.
So, I'd just have him round for tea and just make a little, I've got my clothes on today, by the way.
And do you want to watch American Pie?
Yeah. But that's a brilliant dilemma.
I know, that's my favourite so far.
Thank you for listening, Rach. I love that. I love that she's referenced also, American Pie.
What did you do when she was like, "Hi, Rachel, did you just run away?" Because you didn't. It's not that your towel fell. You were like fully no towel. So
cover.
Yeah, if you run back, he's going to see the back also.
No.
So what did you do? Hi! And then how did you run? Like walk backwards?
Yeah.
I hope you have trimmed the bush.
Oh, God. Well, what do you think Rachel should do? If anyone wants to get in touch and give Rachel some advice, perhaps it's happened to you, something similar with the gardener or the window cleaner.
I'm sure that's very common, you know, in the hotels. You know, when you're in a hotel and you're in your room and you shower, like, for example, in New York, it was all glass. So imagine in the hotel, I bet that to some guests happened that you shower, you come naked in the shower to your room to get clothes, and then the window cleaner is cleaning the windows. I'm sure that must happen many times.
Yeah.
If I was in that situation and the window cleaner is there, I would have to do that.
Like, that's where Tiago gets it from.
All the men will do that, like.
This week's game is called What Are You On About?
This when you stand there naked,
No, I'm telling you the game.
Oh, sorry.
I'm telling you the game. Our sponsor today is Whoop, and I honestly wish I had my Whoop when Mia was tiny and I was running on about 3 hours sleep, wondering why I felt like absolute rubbish.
And now I still feel like rubbish sometimes, but at least now we know why. would tell us what our bodies are really doing.
Right? And instead of going, I'm tired, I don't know why, maybe it's the weather. It's like having a little coach, a little PT that actually stays on your arm. Actually, my recovery's been 25% actually, so it's told me not to go into a massive workout. I need to rest.
For me, it's about understanding when I can push in training versus when my body needs rest. Because with dance, tour, the kids, with everything, you think you should always be going full speed.
But you can't, that's the thing. And Whoop helps you make smarter decisions with your training instead of just guessing it. Like, should I have that extra coffee and get an early night? Listen to your Whoop.
It tracks your sleep, strain and recovery. All the things that busy parents never have time to think about it. But probably we should.
Exactly. It's like finally understanding your own energy instead of just hoping for the best and wondering why you're knackered by Tuesday.
If you want to stop guessing and start understanding what your body actually needs, go to whoop.com.
So this episode is released on the 1st of July. Oh, which means when this goes out, Mia will only have 3 more days as a 6-year-old.
Oh, no.
It's released on the 1st of July. And traditionally, at the start of each month, we say white rabbit, white rabbit, white rabbit. Mm-hmm. It's like for good luck and stuff. Try and say that dead fast.
White rabbit, white rabbit, white rabbit.
On the first day of the month, we say that. So we're going to read out, well, I'm going to read out some famous UK sayings. And yeah. I want you to try and work out what they mean.
Yeah, the first one I know it.
So the first one is, give it some welly.
Give it some...
What does it mean, give it some welly?
Means like, give it some power, like, push it, like, go into it, like, go for it.
Yeah.
Like when
put
you play...
force into it.
Yeah, come on, give it some willy, you will got it.
You made a right pig's ear out of that.
You have made a pig ear of that. Means like for something you did, have you made like with something that is not worthless, you make something good, no?
No. So if someone says you've made a right pig's ear out of it, it'd be like an example, if I did your washing.
You'd ruin it.
You'd say that to
a
me.
A mess.
You've made a mess.
Oh, but a pig ear is amazing. That's why I thought, oh, I love a pig ear. You know when it's like nice and crisp, oh, with some paprika and sea salt. Oh,
this
so
one,
good.
I've said to you before, Bob's your uncle. I've said, Bob's your uncle, Fanny's your aunt.
Bob's your uncle is like, come on, stop moaning or something like that, no?
No, Bob's your uncle is like when you're trying to explain like a task to something. So you do this, you go that way. You say you ask me for directions. So go straight down the road, turn left at the pub, across the road. Bob's your uncle, you're there.
Oh, okay, nice.
But we sometimes follow it up with Fanny's your aunt.
That's Cod's Wallop.
That's Cod's Wallop, that.
No idea.
That's bloody Cod's Wallop.
That's well nice, no?
No, that means it's nonsense.
So most of the things that
he's
I say...
He's chatting Cod's Wallop.
Okay, no idea.
He's
put his clogs.
No, he's popped his clogs. What's happened to Steve next door? He bloody popped his clogs, didn't he?
Hurt himself.
He's died.
All right,
hurt
next one.
Himself. If you pop your clogs, you died.
Oh.
I don't know what it... I think it comes from... Do you know like in movies when you saw... If a witch disappears, and it's just the shoes that are left.
Who use these things?
I'm cream crackered, me. I use that one. Oh, I'm cream crackered.
I bet this is very, like, northern, no, or monk. I don't know.
Do you know what cream crackered means?
No.
You
I don't know. No.
You probably start saying, what do you mean who uses it? How many times have you now said it's piss wet through?
Wet piss through?
Yeah, I'm piss wet through.
Wet piss through?
Cream crackered, what does it rhyme with?
Like crackers and cream?
Knackered.
Huh? Okay,
I'm cream crackered. I'm knackered.
Oh, okay.
Means I'm tired.
Just say I'm knackered.
You must know this one. I'm Hank Marvin.
Hanging.
Starving.
Ah, no
Hank
idea.
Marvin me. It was chock-a-block. Couldn't get anywhere in Trafford Centre. It was chock-a-block.
Busy.
Yeah, there you go.
Legit?
Legit, no. Leg it.
Ah.
5-0 will come in. Leg it.
Come on, hurry up.
Like, run away. Yeah.
Okay.
Leg it. Oh, we used to say that back in the day at school.
Mm.
Teachers come in, leg it. She's got the lurgy.
Ill.
Yeah.
Oh.
The lurgy's like, if you're ill.
He takes the biscuit.
Takes the biscuit him, yeah.
No idea.
Like, you take the piss.
Huh?
But you wouldn't say, if you didn't want to say piss, you would say biscuit.
No,
me,
I would be like, he's taking the piss.
And last one, I'm on it like a car bonnet.
Like, you focus on it.
Yeah, I'll do it now.
Yeah.
Sort this out. I am on this like a car bonnet. Oh, you could even say, consider it done.
Mm.
Consider it done, my friends.
Apart from the first one, I haven't heard none of them.
But I think you might use... I mean, if you said Bob's your uncle to my mum for something, I mean, that'd be hilarious.
Should we try to put them in a next time I'm with your mum and Peter, but remember
try and
this,
put them in.
Try to put this in a conversation, just randomly.
Yeah, you'll have to say to me. Well,
Sandra, how are you? Did you watch the game? You give me some willies, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like, well, they play well, but Bob's your uncle, eh?
And next time you go on for tea, you say, come on, yeah. Sandra, I'm Hank Marvin.
Yeah. Harry Kane was cream cracker, isn't it, yesterday?
That's what I mean, see?
Nice, yeah.
It works. We've also had an email from Jamie who wanted to test Gorka on a couple too. So Jamie wants to know, do you know what a cock-up means?
Yeah, but you cock-up.
No. He's cocked that up. That dance routine, he's cocked it up.
Oh, like learn it quick.
If you've made a cock-up...
Copy.
You've made it. You've done it wrong.
Ah,
he's cocked that right up, hasn't he? I don't know why we say he's made a cock up. Because
yeah, I just think of cock, cock up.
No, he's cocked it up, and gentleman's relish.
No idea.
Put some gentleman's relish on your
perfume.
No, it's a savoury spread made with anchovies. Gentleman's relish. I know. I don't even ask. I would never have that.
I hate anchovies. But I've given that point.
It's gentleman's relish. It sounds awful.
It's like a perfume.
So I've got a couple of meanings from what we just heard.
Mm.
So cock up comes from, apparently, cock means like a twist or a tilt. So it's like...
Oh, okay.
It's not aligned.
Mm. And it's not aligned with the cock you're thinking of.
Yeah, I mean, and when he said tilt, I thought, yeah, it could tilt, yeah.
And to pop your clogs, apparently to pop... is like to pawn, so you sell, get rid of something to sell it.
Oh, okay.
So
you won't need them if you're dead.
He's popping his clogs because he don't need them anymore because he's dead.
Oh, we sometimes say in like, well, my mum sometimes says, "Hey, did you hear about? I don't know. For example, did you hear about Edna? She's 6 feet under now.
6 feet under means they dig 6 feet to bury her, no?
Yeah,
I get it.
But sometimes when they say she's passed away, what would you say?
In Spanish, she's dead.
She's dead.
Yeah, está muerto.
You wouldn't say she's passed away.
She passed away. She's dead. Está muerta. Don't. Se ha muerto. Está muerta. Ha fallecido. So, for example, we have two words. If we talk in between us, like very like colloquial, like very like no polite, like just us, I would say, oh, ex person se ha muerto. And if I have to be more polite, more like upper level, I will go, oh, fulanito de tal ha fallecido.
What does that mean?
It's dead. But it's more like correct. Do you know what I mean?
A polite way of saying it.
Yeah. Like,
yeah.
Do you know, that makes sense.
Yeah. That's so it. The polite way for us to would say, I don't know why I'm laughing because it's not funny.
Passed
but
away.
But you go, oh, she's passed away.
Yeah.
Or she's had a fall.
But that's what I mean. We are more direct.
And even my mum would say, last thing I want to do is have a fall. Isn't it funny how we speak, really?
That would mean that she doesn't want to fall down.
She doesn't want to fall over, yeah. I don't want to fall over.
That doesn't mean she was to die. That
no,
means she's
oh
fallen
God,
the,
no.
Like fall on the stairs or trip on the carpet. No.
Typical pensioner fall. She tripped on the edge of the carpet. She tripped on corner at rug.
Yeah.
Keep listening to Lost in Translation because it'll make you laugh.
Yes.
And it'll take you away from the shite in your life to focus on ours. I.e. Gorka thinking for almost a week I didn't get my Father's Day card. Bless you.
No, it wasn't a week.
I still can't believe you thought that.
Yeah.
Like, and that you didn't say anything.
Yeah.
Aww.
I don't say I pay back.
We got him... It's a company, it's only a little thing, isn't it? You Pick, We Mix, and it's a massive tub of sweets.
Who is going to eat them?
You like them, though. You have them before training.
But who's going to eat the sweets?
Probably you and me.
You and the kids.
Tiago can't have any. He'll be.
I haven't opened it yet. I'm going away tomorrow. I'm pretty sure when I come back on Monday, it will be below half.
Well, next time that we join you, Gorka will be back from an Italian wedding. He'll be back from a concert and we'll be...
It's a long wedding, you know?
I know. I couldn't think of anything worse.
I'm very excited.
It'd be nice to see everyone and be in Italy.
Ashley's coming from Australia.
Oh,
and
bless.
We haven't seen her in 2 years.
Oh, bless her.
Yeah.
And she's married now, isn't she?
Yes, she's coming to the wedding. Like, it's like...
It's people, like a reunion for
people
you all.
That you will think, oh, wouldn't make it to the wedding, is making it to the wedding.
Of course they are, it's a
Duino. We have a reception party on Thursday at 6 p.m. White party, like white girl outfits.
Nice.
Like Ibiza thing.
Yeah.
Just for 50 people. Like it's people, for example, like from their friends from London or Australia. No family, friends. Yeah. And then the wedding is at 4 o'clock and it's in a beautiful like vineyard.
Mm.
You know when they had underground where they used to have the barrels for the wine?
Yeah.
It's like a cave.
Nice.
So it's in the cave.
Well, hopefully it goes well. When we went for dinner with Edwino and his husband-to-be, they were still planning it, weren't they? And I said to them, how's the planning going?
She's still like yesterday.
And he said to me, the planning of this wedding is making me already want to get divorced. And they hadn't even...
That happens to everybody.
I know, but it's a big faff. A big 4-day event in Italy is a lot.
And it's already like 38 degrees.
Yeah, no.
Imagine wearing a tie, a shirt and a blazer.
Meanwhile, I'll be in puddle ducks, sweating with Tiago, trying to teach him how to swim.
And then we're going to Bad Bunny.
So you enjoy it. But yeah, thank you for listening. We are back next week. We'll get all the wedding goss, all the Bad Bunny goss, and we'll be planning Mia's birthday party as well. We've got some surprises for her and Tiago. But thank you so much for listening. Please do let us know your feedback, your questions, queries, your comments. lostintranslation@bowermedia.co.uk, 077-610-39898. Or lost.in.podcast. He's hay fever. He's got very bad hay fever at the minute, Gorks, haven't you?
Horrible, especially today with the heat. It was horrible.
Have you had it since you were a kid?
Only in the sea where I live. That's why it's nice where I live, because I live in the seaside. Yeah. So then it's not that bad.
Do your mum and dad have it?
My mum.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Because the kids don't have it, do they? Touch wood.
No. It develops when you get older.
See you next week.
Adios. Bye bye. Thanks again to Shell for supporting the show.
This was a Rayo Original Podcast.